The following meditation is led by Tara Brach, meditation teacher, psychologist, and author.
So the place of our attention this afternoon will be a compassion practice, Karuna. We'll be doing a version of Tonglen, and I'd like to begin just with a brief description from a Jewish mystical tradition, because we're mixing a lot of things together here. One great rabbi taught his disciples to contemplate the teachings and place the prayers and holy words on their heart. And one day a student asked the rabbi why he always used the phrase on the heart and not in your heart. And the master replied that only time and grace can put the essence of these prayers in your heart. Only time and grace can put the essence of these prayers in your heart. Here we recite them and put them on our heart, hoping that someday when our heart breaks open, they will fall in. The deep understanding on the bodhisattva path, this path of awakening beings, is that the naturally arising suffering that we encounter is a gateway to compassion. That as we have that aspiration and courage to meet exactly that rawness and that edge of what's arising with a very tender presence, that presence blossoms into a heart of compassion. Our habitual conditioning when we come near rawness is to tighten and pull away. And our conditioning also, even though it sounds contrary, is to hold tight to our stories and pain that we call suffering. So the compassion practice actually deconditions both. It teaches us to open and be willing to touch the vulnerability. And this goes beautifully with the in-breath that you can sense with breathing in when there's no resistance, that you're allowing this breath, this life breath, to touch deep into the being, the body, the vulnerability. Deconditioning that blocking or resisting. And then with the out-breath, rather than holding on to our story of self and our particular version of suffering, the out-breath is a letting go and letting it be held in the truth of what's larger, in the space of love, of presence that's larger than any self. In that way, we will link the practice with our breath. And if you find the breath in any way gets in the way, you can drop it. It's just a support. Again, the breathing in is that full receptive availability, this willingness to touch, to feel what's here. You might be sensing that right now as you breathe in. Letting the breath come deep into your being, touching whatever is there. And with the out-breath, a sense as if you could follow the breath out into the space that's around you, just letting go into this larger space of awareness and presence. Beginning by scanning the landscape of your experience right now, today, the last hour, and just sensing if there's anything going on that wants a compassionate attention. It might be something that's up, and if there's not something immediate, something that's going on in your life where you know there are layers of your being that are really asking for compassion. Hurt, fear, sorrow. So in a way, we begin by letting the story be here, the story of what is challenging or painful or difficult right now. The place we get stuck, get reactive. Just taking some moments to sense what might be a place for your attention. You might sense, is it a place where you're either resisting or unwilling to feel something or repeating a pattern? And let, if there's a story, let it be right here so that you can sense what's the most challenging part of this for you. What are you believing that's going wrong or going to go wrong? Or maybe you're believing you're not going to get what you want, that you're going to fail. Or maybe there's a belief about someone else. Taking your time so that you can help to connect with what really is going on inside you around this. What's the worst part about this for you? What are you most afraid of or upset by? You might find as you review that you're not getting in touch with anything particular, in which case stay with whatever is strongest right now in your physical or emotional body. But begin to sense the breath so that as you breathe in, you contact whatever's most challenging, vulnerable, raw in your body. You might feel the throat, chest, the belly. So the in-breath is this willingness to feel the fear, feel the hurt, feel the sorrow. And the out-breath is still feeling it, sensing that you can let it be floating or resting in something larger. Breathing in and contacting the felt experience. Breathing out and sensing it held in something larger, in the space of awareness. As you practice, if you feel that you're not really contacting what's here, then emphasize the in-breath with your awareness, inviting the experience to be all that it is, relaxing resistance, If it helps you to put your hand on your heart, to bring the attention there, please do so. If, on the other hand, you find the felt experience is very strong, overwhelming, emphasize the out-breath, the sense of offering it into a space of loving and open awareness. Fullness of compassion really arises from the truth of how much we connect, how much we contact what's here. You can experiment with sending a message to the place of vulnerability, some message that makes it okay, invites that vulnerability to be all that it is, directly offers care. Darling, I care about this suffering. Or, I'm sorry, and I love you. And notice if the message helps you to both connect with the vulnerability and also let it float in something larger. In this next part of the practice, we widen our attention to imagine and sense all those who are suffering in just the same way, who are encountering the same kind of fear or sorrow or anger, shame. And if there's one person you have in mind who you can imagine is experiencing that, that can be helpful too. So you breathe in on behalf of that person and all of us that are experiencing this vulnerability. A courageous breathing in and letting your heart be touched by our shared suffering. And breathing out and sensing this shared suffering held in that heart space of profound tenderness. Offer it out. visualizing and imagining all of those who are suffering in this way. Breathing in, including the suffering of all beings that struggle with this. And breathing out, offering it into a space of love and tenderness. We continue the practice, and the invitation is to bring to mind someone who's dear to you, who's having a hard time, who's facing real difficulty in his or her life. So you can bring your practice of Tonglen to this person. Someone who's facing great disappointment or loss or fear, hurt. See if you can sense this person right here, right close in, so you can see his or her eyes and sense look on his or her face. Imagine that you could look through those eyes and feel with that heart and really sense, what is it like for this person? What's it really like? How does the world look? What does it feel like? What is this person believing that's causing suffering? And how does that feel to live with that belief and feeling? Beginning to let the breath help you to breathe in and allow yourself to fully contact the rawness and vulnerability that you sense this person lives with. Saying yes, opening to connect. And breathing out, letting that pain and vulnerability be held in the great heart of compassion. That space that's beyond any individual self. A limitless heart space. As you breathe for this person, you might imagine you could put a gentle hand on that person's cheek or heart and whisper a message of love and care. whispering the person's name, a simple message. It could be simply, I'm sorry and I love you. Feeling that being in your heart. We widen the practice to sense all beings that might be suffering in this way. Ourselves, the person we were just breathing for, all the beings that might be living with this kind of insecurity or hurt, sorrow. Breathing in for all of us. And breathing out and sensing how this suffering is held in the vast ocean of loving presence. Letting go of any sense of self and other now, and simply feeling this breath, this liberating breath, with the inflow contacting the wave that's right here inside you. Whatever is alive and real. And breathing out and sensing the wave belonging, this ocean of presence. You might notice how whether you're breathing in or out, there can be a vast tenderness. This empty, radiant heart. This verse is from the Radiant Sutras. There is a place in the heart where everything meets. Go there if you want to find me. Mind, senses, soul, eternity, all are there. Are you there? Enter the bowl of vastness that is the heart. Give yourself to it with total abandon. Quiet ecstasy is there, and a steady, regal sense of resting in a perfect spot. Once you know the way, the nature of attention will call you to return again and again and be saturated with knowing, I belong here. I am at home here. Once you know the way, the nature of attention will call you to return again and again and be saturated with knowing, I belong here. I am at home here. Namaste and blessings. Thank you.